We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Dooley is with us for a few more minutes, the radio voice of the Hartford Yard Goats. The Goats announced their promotional schedule and their theme schedule. And it's interesting because you got a lot of theme nights, but yet you got a lot of premium giveaway nights as well.
Yeah. I mean, you come to a ballpark and you come to see the Yard Goats. You might get a freebie to go home. You might watch a fireworks show or the several theme nights. We talked about Star Wars night. And, you know, there's a lot of nonprofits that the organization works with, Joe, as well, that they'll go out there and raise awareness about some of the things that they're trying to
do. Strikeout Cancer Night, yeah. Pink in the Park, Pride Night, Power of Ability Night, Military Appreciation Night, and then honoring Jackie Roosevelt Robinson and the great Roberto Clemente.
Cool.
Yeah, those are fun nights. Yeah. And, you know, we retired Roberto Clemente's number the first year at the ballpark, and I thought it was an unbelievable ceremony down on the field, and which was really, really cool. And we're going to do a Jackie Robinson night as well this year. So, yeah, I think it's important to educate, you know, or certainly bring back and pay respect to some of the great players that have played this game before.
We're going to do a bobblehead night.
Bobblehead night.
Jeff, do you know what? The Jeff Dooley bobblehead. Remember when they did the baseball cards?
That's right.
That year, one of the years that we were doing the games around the AM, they did a baseball card night. They had a baseball card with me and Dooley.
And
going big on eBay.
I'm sure it is.
One of my college roommates bought it. He said, "Dools, I want to tell you something, that it costs more for the postage than it did to buy this car." I said, "I bet you couldn't wait to tell
somebody
me that.
From the monk, another monk,
monk
from St. Joe's,
co-monk from St. Joe's."
Dools went to St. Joe's of Maine, which is one of the teams in the GNAC.
Yes, exactly. So
that could be a team that St. Joe's of Connecticut might visit if they get to the GNAC playoffs. I'm going to have to go to that. Take the 4-hour ride.
Right?
Standish, is it? Is that what it is?
Standish, Maine. Outside of Portland.
How far away is that?
Hours. Hours and hours.
Days.
On a bus, it's hours and hours. Trust me.
Right. Different time zone.
Yesterday, I don't know if it was at the the night duels or it was before, but the Goats and I announced that you're going to be peanut free now.
Yeah.
Peanuts are such a tradition in baseball, but they've become such a health allergy. How difficult a decision was that for Tim, Josh, and Abramson, and everybody to come up with?
And you were there with a promotion piece last night, Joe, so you heard the story. Two moms actually got a meeting with our president and general manager, Tim Restall, and Mike Abramson, and said, "Listen, our kids love baseball, but there's just so little that they can do. I think two nights a year we had a peanut free." And when you do that, we try to clean those sections, but you just never know if a shell is going to pop up. Right. And it's very concerning to parents that, I mean, they might have to.
Well, you don't want your child to go on anaphylaxis.
Exactly.
Right.
So we said, why don't we just see if, you know, we'll talk to our owner, Josh Solomon, and see the possibility of going peanut free. And obviously peanuts are, you know, sold the ballpark and we'd have to take the financial hit. But when these moms came and, you know, and I think Tim and Mike and Josh felt that.
Yeah,
every kid shouldn't have to pick the days they want to see the Yard Goats play, adults as well that are dealing with allergies.
Well, you can still eat barbecue, so you're okay.
Right?
Just go to Bears.
Go to Bears and you're fine.
Just go to Bears.
Yeah.
One of the other good things that you do is What If Night, which will be August 11th, when you play as the Riverhawks.
Yeah,
that was one of the names that was a finalist
in the
infamous name the Yard Goats competition. They got much discussion on the afternoon sports show here on WWE.
Well, it took a while for people to figure out what Yard Goats was all about.
Yeah, but now,
we know.
You know what? Here's the thing, in the minors as long as you have duels, that one of the great things about minor league baseball is it's not traditional. And Yard Goats and Flying Squirrels and jalapenos or whatever.
Jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, it's all part of a town's character. And I don't think you could have imagined when the name came up, to the chagrin of many at the time, raising my hand, just how popular it would become.
It's a cult.
It's unbelievable.
And your gear sells pretty
well. I was one of those guys on the edge saying, "Oh, we're going to be a Yard Goat, really?" And and there were so many that I thought we'd be successful, but I didn't love the name at first. And it's just taken on a new role. One of our consultants, Chuck Domino, who's done this, he did the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. He's a very successful minor league business guy. Love and he told us, he said, you know, you have to stick with your guns. They're going to throw the knives at you at first, and you just got to – but once you roll out the colors and
well,
the branding
see, that's
and
where
the
home
logo,
run with the colors.
Joe, right,
run.
That's where it all changed. They saw the Whaler stuff. Yeah. And I can tell you, Ray, the first year we were number one in merchandise sales in all of
I thought you would be.
In the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah.
No, because even some guy in California is going, hey, I want to get a yard goat.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Going, what the heck's a yard goat?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I know that a couple of people told me they went out to Colorado and they tried to buy the yard goat stuff at the team store in Denver and they were sold out.
Really?
So it happened to be they said that, Jeff, we left our stuff behind. We figured we'd get a yard goat's hat and they were out of it.
Good luck.
So, yeah, so it's pretty popular.
You
in
know,
Denver
the other one other thing, Jeff, is talk a little bit about some of the community events. You know, you talked about fundraisers. I've been to a couple there. You have a corporate breakfast. So you have all kinds of things in the club. But the other thing you guys do is a lot of community involvement, like with the job fair.
Yeah, the job fair, that'll be coming up, and all the details are on the website, but you know, we encourage people to come out, and the folks that do stand in line and come through, everyone will get a face-to-face interview, which is you know, kind of a neat thing.
Wow.
Yeah, so even if someone wants to work on their interviewing skills, I mean, it's a good spot to come out there. So that's one of the things that we do. There's a lot of community programs, Ray, that we're running. Tiffany Young, who does she's kind of our liaison between the club and the local community. We have after-school programs. We have Hartford youth that are actually coming in. We bring some chefs in from the local restaurants, teaching the kids how to cook. Some of those kids will get hired during the season. We've got other groups that are doing like theater arts. So we've got this Aetna Community Center that's actually a piece of the ballpark that these kids come to for after school programs. And it's pretty cool to see and see how well that's
and
working.
I think just being there is not enough. I think you've got to go out and grab people. You have to do it. Because, you know, the fact that, okay, it's good baseball, it's fun to watch, it's a beautiful stadium, but you really have to go out and really almost draft people.
That's so important to our owner, Josh Solomon. He said, Jeff, if we sell out, he was speaking to a group one time, and he said, if we sell out every sponsorship item and we sell out every ticket, yeah, it's going to be great financially. But if that's all we do, we haven't done enough. We need to be part of the community.
Wow.
And that's really, really important to Josh. And it's important to the organization. So we try to do as much as we can to reach out and help. And if that's with financial stuff or whether that's helping groups secure tickets, we need to make sure that we're helping this Hartford community.
Season single game tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, 10 o'clock in person at the ticket office. And then the first 50 fans that purchase tickets in person get a $25 Dunkin' gift card. And then starting at 12 o'clock, you can go online at yardgoatsbaseball.com and over the phone.
Good. So. And then National Anthem tryouts take place February 16th. I know you'll be there, Ray.
No,
the job fair is on the 22nd, and then April 11th, after a week on the road, it's play ball.
Play ball. We'll hope to see you guys at some games.
You will.
You will.
Thanks, partner.
It's beautiful.
Appreciate it. The great Jeff Dooley.
It's great to
how many
have
years
this.
Is this now? What year
this
old
will
is
this? 22, Joe.
Good God. Thing you started when you were 11.
Thanks for having me, guys. You're the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.